Exam Skills Trainer 3. Exercise 4.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Every year about 1 million people suffer from food poisoning in the UK, which would suggest that we need to be a bit more careful about what we eat. Our food expert, Dr. Marilyn Shepherd, is here with us today to give us a few tips on food safety. Marilyn, what seems to be the biggest cause of food poisoning?
Well, Rob, it appears to be chicken. There's bacteria in raw chicken that causes more than a quarter of all the cases of food poisoning in the country, so you need to be really careful with it. Raw chicken should always be kept in the fridge, and you should make sure that it's covered and doesn't come into contact with any of the other food in there. After handling raw chicken, you should always wash your hands, knives and chopping boards with soap and hot water.
Are there any precautions we should take when we're cooking chicken?
When you're cooking chicken, you need to make sure that it's done right through to the middle, so as to kill all of the bacteria. When you cut into the thickest part of the chicken, there shouldn't be any pink meat, and the juices should be clear, not pink. If you want to be really sure that it's cooked properly, you could buy a meat thermometer. Chicken is supposed to reach 74 degrees C to be safe to eat.
Thanks for that, Marilyn. So you're saying that chicken has to be cooked thoroughly. How about other meat? Some people like their beef rare, for example.
That's right, Rob. And rare beef is perfectly safe, as long as it's well cooked on the outside to kill the surface bacteria. You see, pieces of beef have a very dense texture that bacteria can't go through, so it's not so important to cook it right through to the middle. You can also eat raw beef, like steak tartare, for example, but this is only safe to eat when the meat has been handled following strict food safety guidelines. As for other kinds of meat, they should all be cooked through to the middle.
Let's talk about leftover food now, Marilyn. Is it safe to reheat it?
Yes, reheating food is fine, as long as you heat it to 74 degrees C all the way through to kill the bacteria. If you're using a microwave, you should mix the food halfway through to ensure that there aren't any cold spots that still have bacteria. And you have to be extra careful with rice. Rice has a bacteria which produces a toxin that is not destroyed by heat. Reheating the rice kills the bacteria, but it doesn't remove the toxin. To reduce the risk of food poisoning, put cooked rice in the fridge as soon as possible after cooking, and reheat it only once.
That all makes perfect sense, Marilyn. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.